Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Patrick Swayze is being honoured with a documentary on his life titled I Am Patrick Swayze. The documentary features on what drove this legend to superstardom and put him on the A-list in Hollywood, with tributes from celebrity friends including Sam Elliott, Rob Lowe and Demi Moore.
I mean, you're only on this planet for so long. Go for it now.
Patrick had something about him that was very rugged, but that also had that beautiful, gentle, sensuous ability to move.
I Am Patrick Swayze is out on August 18th on what would have been his 67th birthday.
Prince's estate has announced plans to reissue a rare album that was handed out at a Versace show in Paris on cassette tape back in 1995 called The Versace Experience Prelude to Gold. Here's a couple of tracks from it. The first one's called I Hate You. And the second one is called Betcha by Golly Wow. Apologies for the sound quality on that. It is cassette after all.
Hilarious. Ray Ma, best known for his legendary role as Alf Stewart in Home and Away, has undergone emergency triple bypass heart surgery. The 75-year-old was reportedly in the middle of a routine health check when doctors discovered three serious blockages in his arteries. It was straight off to the ER. The procedure was deemed a success and the iconic actor is recovering in hospital.
Ed Sheeran has set the all-time record for the highest grossing tour of all time. His Dubai tour has earned $763.7 million so far, finally besting U2's 2011 mark of $735.4 million. Although U2 will be touring their Joshua Tree later on this year, so they might just claim their number one spot back.
Even though that news is great for our favourite Orange Moth singer, Ed has had some sad news closer to home. His first cat, Graham, has died. His tabby cat was being watched by friends while on his Dubai tour and was sadly run over. Sheeran posted a throwback photo with Graham as a kitten along with a broken heart emoji. Aww.
And why have Prince Harry and Meghan Markle unfollowed everyone on Instagram?
I don't know.
Well, it's for a good cause. They're looking to follow organisations to help shine a light on their cause.
Yeah, so just jump on over to their Instagram page and you can nominate some charities that they should follow. They're going to choose 15. Oh, and Gunners, Lady Gaga is reportedly dating someone, but it isn't Bradley Cooper.
Who is it?
She's been snapped out and about in LA, smooching Dan Horton, who is an audio engineer and he's worked with people like Camila Cabello and Justin Timberlake and Bruno Mars, and is working closely with Gaga on new music. A little too closely, it seems.
That's some news for you.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.